மாதவியம்மாள். ஸ்ரீமதி மாதவியம்மாள் வாஸ் தி சிஸ்டர் ஆஃப் கே கே நம்பியார். ஷீ, லைக் ஹர் பிரதர், வாஸ் அன் ஏர்னஸ்ட் டிவோட்டி ஹூ லுக்ட் அப்பான் பகவான் ஆஸ் ஹர் மாஸ்டர் அண்ட் லார்ட். கே கே நம்பியார் ரைட்ஸ் இன் இஸ் புக், தி கைடிங் பிரசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ ரமணா, மை சிஸ்டர் கே கே மாதவியம்மாள் வாஸ் டீப்லி ரிலிஜியஸ். ஷீ வெண்ட் டு தி ஆஷ்ரம் குவைட் ஆஃபன், மச் அகேன்ஸ்ட் தி வில் ஆஃப் ஹர் ஹஸ்பண்ட், ஹூ சம்டைம்ஸ் ஈவன் ஸ்கேட்டர்ட் த ஃப்ரூட்ஸ், ஃப்ளவர்ஸ் எக்ஸெட்ரா காட் ரெடி பை ஹர் ஃபார் பீயிங் டேக்கன் டு பகவான். ஒன் டே பகவான் ஹேட் சம் டூத் ட்ரபிள் அண்ட் ஒன் டூத் ஹேட் டு பி ரிமூவ்ட். மை பிரதர் இன் லா, த டாக்டர் இன் சார்ஜ் ஆஃப் தி ஹாஸ்பிட்டல் நியர்பை, வாஸ் சென்ட் ஃபார். ஹீ வெண்ட் இன் சைட் பகவான்ஸ் ஹால் ஃபுல்லி கிளாட் இன் எ சூட், approached Bhagavan's sofa and asked him to open his mouth. Bhagavan, Vayatara, was what he said, to the amusement of devotees gathered in the hall. The tooth was extracted and the doctor left, a changed man. He no longer stood in the way of my sister visiting the ashram as often as she wished. He even felt that the hand which had touched Bhagavan was able to perform surgery more successfully thereafter. He too now visited the ashram, prostrated before Bhagavan, and sat in the hall like other devotees in meditation. Madhaviyammal was fortunate in having many opportunities to talk freely with Bhagavan and appeal to him directly for upadesa. Bhagavan made things easy for her in many ways, one of which was to speak to her in Malayalam, her native language. He gave a patient hearing to her tales of woe, which were many. A devotional entreaty of hers can be seen in the archival films. In the following narrative, Madhaviyammal seems to have almost wrested the upadesa from the guru by her perseverance. I knew full well that Sri Bhagavan gave no formal upadesa, but I kept on asking for it whenever an opportunity presented itself. Invariably, Sri Bhagavan used to reply, "Who is the guru and who is the shishya, disciple? They are not two. There is but one reality. It is in you and it can neither be given nor taken, but you may read books for intellectual understanding." On 12th of March 1934, after prayers at the shrine of Sri Matrubudeshwara, I went to the old hall. Only the attendant, Madhava Swami, was with Sri Bhagavan. When I made my usual request, Sri Bhagavan laid aside the newspaper he was reading and sat in Padmasana, quite absorbed. I then recited a general hymn of praise to the Guru in Telugu and also Aksharamanamalai in Telugu, the hymn on Sri Arunachala by Sri Bhagavan. Sri Bhagavan turned to Madhava Swami and said, "She has prayed to Sri Arunachala." This struck me as meaning that Sri Arunachala will give the initiation and also that Sri Bhagavan and Sri Arunachala are not two. Sri Bhagavan resumed his state of absorption and I had my persistent request for upadesa. But he continued to sit motionless. Finally, I begged of him, "Am I not a competent person to receive upadesa?" Sri Bhagavan should himself tell me about this. Even if Sri Bhagavan confirms this, how is it that I adopted him as my guru immediately on hearing of him? She was just told that a rishi lived at the foot of the hill. Will it all be in vain? Immediately on my speaking thus, I found a bright light emanating from Sri Bhagavan's holy face and the effulgence filled the whole hall. I could not see Sri Bhagavan's body, but only the brilliance. I shed tears in profusion. The whole incident could have lasted just 2 seconds. I prostrated to Sri Bhagavan. There was a smile on his face, but no movement otherwise. After a while, Sri Bhagavan turned to me as if to ask, "Are you rid of your mania?" "Yes, I was." He then took a piece of paper, wrote a sloka verse on it, and gave it to me, saying, "You can make yourself fit in meditation. This is the sloka. I adore Guha, the dweller in the cave of the heart, the son of the protector of the universe, the pure light of awareness beyond thought, the wielder of the weapon of Jnana Shakti, and the remover of the ignorance of blemishless devotees." And again he smiled graciously. This was wonderful upadesa indeed by a master rare to see. My master taught me the great truth that there is only one. The proper guru is one who shows what is. This was but a practical demonstration of the saying, "The master's face reveals Brahman. You attain Brahman through grace." Sourced from The Silent Power.